All right, Michaela, question for you.
Yep, go.
Havaianas for $20 or, I don't know, Mambos or whatever they are from Big W for $7?
Well, Havaianas, of course, $20. That's a silly question.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, who would not wear Havaianas? They're the best thong in the world.
No.
There's a big difference.
To you?
What do you mean to me? I think this needs further discussion.
Right.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Okay. Welcome back, listeners, to the Tradies Business Show.
I think this is about to be the great debate.
Oh, you can't tell me that it's worth $20 for a pair of pluggers.
Yes. Have you not had a pair? They're like walking in clouds.
I don't need to, but I've looked at them. They're made out of the same foam rubber.
No, they're not.
As the cheap ones from the bloody department store.
No, completely different. There's nothing better than when you first put a pair of Havaianas on, or Havaianas, or however you damn say this Mexican name.
Pluggers, just call them thongs. Overpriced.
No, they're not overpriced. They're quality. I'm buying quality.
They're thongs.
Yes, but they're good quality thongs.
But they're not quality. They're made out of this. I guarantee they're made in the same factory.
No.
They just put a different brand on the thing and you go, oh, look, they're Havaianas.
No, they're the most comfortable thong shoe in the world. And as soon as I wear them 80% of the time, I need to have quality.
Quality pluggers. I think that's, what is that? Is that an oxymoron you call it? Quality pluggers. $20.
Yes.
I can get 3 pairs for the price of your one.
Aha, but do you get a 6-month warranty?
I don't need to because they last about 2 years. So my value for money equation beats yours hands down.
But there's a comfort factor. You're not
perceived
taking into
comfort.
No, I'm telling you, they're different.
Have you done like a double blind test where you wear one on one foot and one on the other foot without actually knowing?
No, I have not.
So it's not a subject. I mean, it's not an objective test.
Well, I just know.
I can't let this go because, now listeners, there is a point to this bit of headbutting. This is not over. There is no way I'm letting you get away with this. What is the point to this, Michaela? Don't tell me that Havaianas are better. That's not the point, okay? Because they're not.
Well, the point is I don't mind paying for value and comfort of things that mean something to me. So I'm happy to pay a little bit more for a quality product.
You perceive it to be a quality product, right? Can we just set that aside just for a minute, right? Now, I'm in the $7 plugger camp. I even think that's a bit steep. If I can get them for $4 on sale, I'm good. I'm a happy man.
Look, I do draw the line at the $20 Havaianas. You can get ones with some decorations and they go up to $60. I draw the line
there.
That's
crazy.
But the $20, other than the dog has chewed 3 pairs recently of shiny shoes, I only buy one every Christmas.
And that's an expensive dog with a short lifespan, I reckon.
Well, yes. So it's a few $100 in shoes.
You know, you can get a new dog from the pound for $150.
Yeah, and the leather lounge, a few bras. Jeez. But getting back to the Havaianas.
Bras, okay.
I buy one a year, one pair a year, and they last me all year. I get a new one at Christmas. So it's money well spent. If you divide that over 365 days, I think it's a pretty good investment of comfort after a long, hard day's work. Like,
I'm not convinced at all.
It's like, okay, so you have a nice Lexus car, do you not?
No, it's an Audi, but
well,
nice
Audi,
try.
They all look the same.
And it's my wife's anyway, but yeah, whatever. It's a V-dub Audi thing.
Yeah, so it's a nice car.
Apparently, yeah.
So a car can get you from A to B, so why don't you just have a Digi Toyota Corolla?
Because my wife wouldn't drive one. Because she's like you.
Because she wants comfort
and value. She
wants $20
Havaianas. But
it's about quality. It's, you know, it's like having a Toyota versus a Ferrari.
Hey, Toyotas are good cars. I drive a Land Cruiser.
Yeah, but
I told you, I'll have an answer for you. I get what you're saying. I think the point here is you perceive them to be better quality. They may or may not be better quality.
Well, they are, but yeah, come on.
This is the thing. Never argue with a woman because she'll drag me down and beat me with experience.
Not with shoes. And, you know, you and me have talked about having a disagreement on something and we tend to agree on most things. So finally we've found out that
They're
you're a cheapskate.
They're thongs.
They're not thongs. They're the, you know, that's I walk around him all day.
And for our American listeners, when we say thongs, plural, we mean the flip-flops that go on your feet.
Yes.
Not the thing that's inside your pants.
That's right, yes.
Hopefully you spend more than... No, I don't know how much you should spend on those. Let's not talk about the quality of those particular clothing items. Okay, they're thongs, right? Whether it's a $20 pair of Havaianas or a ridiculously overpriced Audi, it's still a value perception, and I take your point that my wife could just as easily drive around in a well, they don't make Daewoos anymore, but, you know, a Hyundai or something, which are probably quite good cars, actually. Mm. not that I'd be seeing anyone. Hi to all the Hyundai drivers out there. It's value is a perception.
That's right.
And that really is the key point here. So our disagreement aside, and this is seriously not over, we're gonna finish this off air, but why would you pay more for something that just does the same job as a cheaper version? Like, why would you pay $20 for Havaianas? Well,
because they don't do the same. But let's just say there's...
They go between your feet and the floor. They do the same job, right?
But you're walking around on them. It's comfy. You know, the world's good when I've got my Havaianas on.
I get it. Look, I have $150 shoes that I wear to the gym because they're a particular brand.
Well, there you go. You can get $5 sneakers from Kmart. So what are you talking about?
I've actually worn those and they were bloody awful because they were so uncomfortable.
And you're talking about $20 for a thongs. You're paying $150 for your fancy CrossFit sneakers.
Hey, you just leave us CrossFitters alone. We have sensitive feelings. So, okay, there is a lesson in here, listeners. Argument aside, which... they're just thongs, so don't spend $20 on them. Don't be crazy. And apart from that, value is a perceived thing. And Michaela and I could argue about this all day, just like you could argue with your customers all day about the fact an hour or $98 an hour to have a good tradesperson, and they might not see value in it. See, I don't see value in $20 Havaianas. $60? I can't get over that one. $60 for a pair of plus.
He did nearly fall over in the shop when I pointed out that if I had the little Diamantes on them, they were $60.
I was nearly going to, like, prize the Diamante things off because they must be real diamonds for $60.
But it's really getting back to selling your product on the results and the outcome rather than the how-to and the technical. So I'm sold because I'm going to have comfy feet and they're going to last all year. So if you're selling your trade service, it's about the outcome and the value that you can give that customer, not necessarily the cost or the how-to.
And it's an experience too. Like, you experience some sort of amazing ecstasy in your feet when you slide your Havaianas on.
There's nothing like when you first put them on. And I've got a new pair here. This is how the discussion came up. Because Rock said, you're not buying them, are you?
Because they're in like a $20 plastic bag. That's why they've got to charge you so much for the thongs.
But when you first slip them on, you know, and they haven't been worn, it's nothing better.
Nothing better than a new thongs on your feet?
No.
All right, so... perception, value.
So just think about the value proposition that you're giving your customers and what they're going to get out of it. And it's all about perception, as you say. And Havaianas rule. And that's the end.
Yeah.
Click stop now, record. I've got the last word in.
Yeah, righto. No. They're just thongs.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.